The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Leggins with you on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Red Friday. Happy Friday. Big Costco day for me today.
Happy Fry-yay.
No doubt about it. Best day of the week. It's not even close, in my opinion.
You're going to be in the wild tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be at a Buffalo Wild Wings up in Zona Rosa with, I believe, Sean Barber doing the show tonight. So 6 to 8 up there. Come hang out. We'll do that. The football fan show. Should be a fun one. Beers, wings, fries, ranch, blue cheese.
I mean, what more could you want?
I don't know. Tough to win. Tough to lose. Tough to get it right. That's why we dive into the script. We do this every Friday, boys. Who wants to go first on the bold move of the script this week?
Mac, why don't you take the lead on this one?
All right.
Yeah, I want Mac to go. Well, his name's on top of the list, right? It's all brought to you by Foaling. Check him out at foalingkc.com. Reserve your lane. And since Mac put his name on the list first, I want to see Mac go first.
All righty. DJ Humphreys. Who? He immediately changes everything about this team. This offense was playing with one wobbly wheel that had completely fallen off. They were dragging. They didn't get to do the cool stuff, man. They couldn't be a part of the race. They couldn't drift. They couldn't go off fast or big jumps. They just had to normally operate, and they couldn't even hardly do that. They have luxuries now. Andy Reid can be unleashed. He can go into his bag, and so can number 15. And I think this defense actually matches up really well with the Los Angeles Chargers. They can stop the run with the best of them. That's what Elliott wants to do. That's what they're predicated upon. Ladd McConkey, I love you. Part of me wishes you were in red and gold sometimes, but you just met your worst nightmare, and it's all-pro slot corner Trent McDuffie. Okay, we've seen 22 get burned this past 4 weeks. He's going to be in his bread and butter. He's going to be in the slot. He's going to be playing against a rookie. I think he's going to lock him down. And give me Pacheco in the end zone. I think Travis Kelce gets there as well. I'm not calling this a blowout, but a defiant win. I said it last night on After Hours. It's been a while since the Chiefs have controlled and dictated a football game. I think they do that for the first time in a while Sunday night. Chiefs win 28-17.
When did they last do that? San Francisco?
That's what I said. Yep. Last night I said, yep, week 7, San Francisco.
Have they done it any other time this season? Because I don't know that the New Orleans game, that, like, they kind of pulled away late in that one, I feel like.
I think
like,
they covered at Atlanta. That's a 5-point win on the road against Atlanta.
Yeah, but they had like, two big fourth down stops. I think you're talking about one of those that was, like, never in doubt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I think San Francisco and, yeah, if you want to say New Orleans, those two. Honestly.
Yeah. Who would have thought San Francisco would have been the most in-control game that the Chiefs have had this year, right?
It's not the Super Bowl.
It's true. All right, Bob.
All right, you want me to go now?
You're second on the list.
All right. For the first time this year, Mahomes finally has a left tackle that he can truly rely on, and I think it makes all the difference in the world. There's going to be a commitment to running the football this week, I believe, so if you're looking for the over-unders on passes and all that kind of stuff, I would probably lean towards the under, because I think with Pop, I wanted to call him Popovich, with Pop healthy right now and Kareem Hunt there, they've got themselves finally a nice 1-2 punch with the running game, and I think we're going to utilize that a lot. And I think you're going to have a welcome back game for Isaiah Pacheco. He gets 100 yards. With Humphreys on the left side, Mahomes is going to be able to sit back there all day and let his wide receivers actually run their routes and not get sacked before they go into their break. And that being said, I think Worthy has two catches for over 20 yards apiece. Kelce will pass Tony Gonzalez this week with the touchdown. And DeAndre Hopkins gets in the end zone too with a red zone score. The defense plays like it's a playoff game, comes up with a huge fourth quarter stop. Chiefs win 27-20.
I like that. other than my Mahomes futures bet of MVP. Really, really need them to throw it. My script is here. Get ready for a Wild Wild West shootout, boys. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock. Justin Herbert will need to be pressured, and I think he will. Zero interceptions in 10 weeks.
That's got to change.
And one all season. I think the Chiefs get three or more sacks, and I think Herbert throws a first half pick. We heard Mitch Holtis say you got to get pressure and you got to take advantage of a turnover. You got to make it happen if it happens. I think Herbert, the moment, the game, everything about it, it's the biggest game of his season so far this year. I think he throws a pick in the first half. That crowd awakes. We know they're paying tribute to the 142, the decimal sound. That's going to be an electric place there as well. But I do believe that Ladd McConkey is going to be a problem. I know that Mack had said that Trent McDuffie was going to shut him down, and that was his worst nightmare, maybe put a cheese blanket on him. But I think he gets a couple of first downs in meaningful moments. Thanks to Mitch Holtis for giving me that little bit of advice. But again, somebody's got to be the guy, and it ain't going to be Quentin Johnson. I think Ladd McConkey's a scary player this week against the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs' offensive line looks a little better, but that's all it really needs to be.
You're right.
I think it just needs to be a little bit better to look so much different. I like DeAndre Hopkins to control the bulk of the receptions and yardage for the wide receiver position, because here's why. DeAndre Hopkins gets a little bit more time. Patrick Mahomes gets a little bit more time. There's not a lot of guys that can still cook people in routes like DeAndre Hopkins can. I think you see that more and more, and I think Mahomes finds that and really latches on to that. I like to see Travis Kelce and Noah Gray each get about four catches for 50 yards apiece. That's the tight end method moving forward. Kelce doesn't need 8 for 100. He's got his twin brother, Noah Gray, who can get 4 for 50, and Travis can get 4 for 50. Like Bob, I like Kelce to get a touchdown and pass Tony G. I think that when you look at all of that together, I also like Xavier Worthy to hit a home run in this game. It may be 1 for 65 for a touchdown. It may be 2 for 70, and one of them's a 50-yard touchdown. But I think with that offensive line slightly improving, which is all it needs to do, you have the opportunity to exploit DeAndre Hopkins to a defense, and you have that time to get a little couple, two or three plays throughout the day to give it deep to Xavier Worthy for a home run play. And I think the Chiefs can win this game 31-27 in a Wild Wild West shootout. Boys, that is my script.
All right, let me ask you this. What's your definition of a home run play?
50 or more yards.
50 or more. Okay, cool. All right.
Half the field.
All right. Okay.
What were you? You said, wow, like, whoa. Like
I was going to say like 35.
Okay.
40, maybe?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think for me, and I don't have an answer for this one. That's what I want. I think you know it when you see it.
Yeah, that's fair. You know? That's fair. Yeah, because a home run play, it doesn't necessarily mean yardage. That's true.
But I know what he's the long ball.
Long ball. Yeah. Yep. And we brought it up this week. The best throw of Mahomes' season this year and the best deep ball they've had is week 4 against the Chargers, man. It was Xavier Worthy on a 45-yard touchdown pass. It was a dot. Let's see it again.
Who was playing left tackle then?
What year?
This year. Week 4.
Oh, that would have been Wanya. That was Kingsley.
Different version of one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, that was Kingsley. Because he was getting the praise in the offseason. I wasn't fully engaged in that because we have a text that we need to save.
Oh, respect the text?
I don't know if we want to. I think we need to disrespect the text.
Oh, we're disrespecting this.
Is this a thanks, coach?
No, this is a save. 6-2-0. It'll be an ugly game. Chiefs lose 20-17 because of a terrible mistake in the fourth quarter. Next week will be all about resetting.
Okay.
Dude, it's the holidays, man. Find joy. I'm just trying to be realistic. They're 11-1.
We've got it written down. Got it saved. Love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had someone laugh at me for saying we'll win by 11. So, all right. Let's do it.
913-586-7965. What is your definition of a home run in football? I think 50-yard touchdown.
I like that. I'm good with that.
Yeah. 50-yard bomb? Yeah. That's the homer?
Yeah, it's half the field. I like that, yeah.
I mean, anything after that, obviously. I mean, grand slam would be 99-yard touchdown pass.
I say, what was your grand slam, 75 or more?
99. Yeah.
99 yards, and Worthy ain't one. Oh, wait, he is.
From the 75, 6-2-0, chill out, bro.
That's great.